Welcome back. This is Joseph Montgomery, owner of Brilliance Nutrition, place where you are trying to find the best details on how to kick your body into full gear and allow for the complete expression of the limitless potentials of epigenetics to come to the surface and surprise you at just how healthy you can be. Welcome, everybody. This is another amazing day. I've been going through a lot of these information sessions and meetings, trying to actually figure out what I'm going to do with all of this data and info and everything I'd love to share with the world, and trying to get most people to take the first step. I think that's the thing that I would love for people to understand, just how important this process is in my condition, is to try to get it to a place where everyone out there is at least able to take their first steps. That's the thing that means the most to me, is that you can do something. Everyone can do something to start to fix and help their body heal. We talk so often, we stress all the time here as we go through these conversations, we do these presentations, we try to get people to come into a basic understanding. We say it every time. I try to reiterate it as many times as I possibly can. To begin to naturally heal, to begin to work inside your body to create the best that you can get out of your system, you've got to begin to observe yourself. And what I mean by that is, I think everybody out there can do a juice cleanse, can do a 30-day keto challenge or paleo reset start or vegan, dietary cleansing sort of system. Maybe you can do a 3-day water fast or a 2-week candida detox. All of those things are great. You start them, you stop them. They make a lot of sense to most people. They are a challenge. Each one has their own challenge. But ultimately, if you're not correcting the lifestyle, the style of living that you take, that you do with yourself, that you execute with your routines and your behaviors and your patterns, if you haven't changed any of that through a process, then you're going to get somewhere near the same results. So if you can do a 30-day challenge of an eating strategy, only eating whole fruits and vegetables, something they call the Whole 30, if you can do that for 30 days, then a lot of people break their routines and their habits and their behaviors enough. But then a lot of times at the 30 days, they tell themselves, okay, I did that. I'm good. Now I've done my 30-day cleanse, and now I go right back to a majority of the same foods, the same restaurants, the same behaviors, the same routines. And this is one of those struggles to where when you really want to see a pattern change, you've got to take control of everything that your system is working on inside and out. So it doesn't make sense if I'm going to be a holistic healer, I'm going to be a practitioner that tries to help people get the best out of themselves, that I'm the person who you come to saying, please give me the best 30-day program. Thank you so much. That's all I'm looking for. What I'm concerned about is the person who comes in and says, I've been living my life in a way that I don't think is going to ever get me the results that I'm wanting, whether that's a weight loss goal, an energy goal, sleep function, better hormones, fighting a chronic illness, stopping, preventing, or destroying abnormal cells inside the body, whatever it might be. The interesting piece about this process is that I'm the type of person who wants to help assist someone not to have to go through years worth of research and conflict and controversy and having their father and mother tell them one thing and their doctor tell them another and their nurse practitioner friend tell them another and their gym trainer tell them another, and everyone out there with their own personal opinion tried to convince you of what it is they think you should do for yourself. Everything that Brilliance Nutrition is so focused on is centered right around the idea that you've got to finally spend the time to figure this out for yourself. You've got to finally put in the hours that it's going to take, and it gets easier as it goes, but it's going to take hours, days, weeks, months. Eventually, that turns into years of you living a new lifestyle, a new system. And then, because of how the human body works, it adapts and it's adjusting to whatever it is that you're doing consistently. That's where we get change. That's where we get healing. That's where your system is going to express itself in the best way it knows how to. And as everyone here is trying to understand this, I'm happy to know that your body listens. So the things that we always focus on, the cornerstone, the keys, the first steps, everyone can do these first steps. Drink more high quality water. Your water should be probably the thing you spend the most time educating, researching, understanding yourself upon. If you're going to do anything before researching supplements and protein powders and all these other things that come after it, if you're just drinking quote unquote water that's just easily provided to you, then you don't understand the purpose and the power of water. And I think everyone out there really should take the time, if you've got a few hours, to listen and hear and try to understand. Dr. Gerald Pollack is the person who has the greatest understanding for what water does inside the human body. I have always been a fan and very revered Dr. Emoto's material on the power of water, and it's a great documentary for everyone to understand, but it's very esoteric. It's very, this is going to do good things for you, but the why, the actual in-depth, detailed breakdown for why it's going to do something for you to drink healthy, happy water, why you should be saying positive things to your water when you're filling it up in the container, why you should write words on your water in order for your water to carry energy, for you to put gemstones near your water, to do anything that can actually help your water function better, you're going to see it have an improvement to your body. But water is a place where you should spend a little bit of time understanding, researching, and trying to find the best. The best you can afford. If that's an amazing filtration system and it gets you the cleanest, purest RO filtered water that you can possibly get, great. If you go to the store and you look at the options and you know that there's a $2.99 case of water and a $5.99 case of water and a $13.99 case of water, ask yourself why the $13.99 case of water is the way it is. And maybe something in the research behind that water does have something pretty powerful in it. Fiji water, Mountain Valley water, Mount Shasta water, water that comes from a glacier off of the edges of Iceland or Greenland. We have water that comes from geothermal geysers or areas that have been purified by specific processes in the earth. That's where, when you put time into that, when you try to understand that, then you can understand that the water makes up 80% of what's going on inside your body. If you're healthy, it's 80% of you. 80%. Not this, 75%, and it's something where, it just sort of floats around and does its work and you just got to drink 8 glasses and everything's going to be fine. 80% of your body is fluid movement controlled by waters. So you are taking care of 80% of your human system when you drink the best quality water that you can possibly have inside your body. And this is that great place to know that it's a step. You can do this. If you do this and you spend a year figuring out what's the best water, what's the best way I can get water, what's the cheapest way I can get water, how do I finally start containing, controlling, and balancing my water, you're going to see a lot of health improvements. And the other step that anyone can do, is you can learn how to properly breathe air. I know for a lot of people out there, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, and you think, I've just always breathed air. I don't know any better way to do it. Why would I believe that there's any chance that I could be taught how to better breathe air? But the relationship that people are coming to understand in this process is that the breathing style, the breathing technique that you use, there are hundreds of different breathing techniques. There are religious breathing techniques for transcendental meditation. There are Kundalini styles of breathing that activate parts of your energetic system inside your body. There are the Dr. Wim Hof's breathing technique that actually pumps more blood and oxygen through your body than you can physically stand, and it will interconnect so many parts of your body that can be failing when it comes to diseases that are neurodegenerative diseases or neuromuscular diseases that actually create tremors or can lead to things like Parkinsonism and ALS. There's stories and details of how breathing techniques can actually blast away tumors inside a human body simply because you finally get the oxygen that you need, you get the blood flow that you need, and now your system's immune system can finally function correctly. So this is a place where I want people to understand that Brilliance Nutrition, it's supposed to be a sounding board. It's supposed to be a business and a company that brings lots of great details and information to the table. And it's a place that is supposed to be here for a person who's going through changes, transitions in their eating, their supplements, their diagnostics, their ability to talk to a doctor, and they need someone to help clarify the details that they're experiencing and try to calm down the idea of every single person out there wants to have a fire sale on medical procedures, medical options. They walk you into the office, you don't even know what's going on, and day one, oh no, chronic immune, anti-inflammatory, crazy cell abnormality, epigenetic carrier disease, quick, we got to do the only option we know of, and this is our solution. No choices, no questions, no discoveries, no anything. It's just trust us. We've got it under control. We've got this big building and all this research and all this money, and everything we say is perfect. That's not working very well. It hasn't been working very well. The people who've been in charge of watching what's happening around you when you go into these doctor offices, it's not the same as the black bag friend down the street, you know, person who went to high school with your father or your grandfather, who's cared about every single person in a small town his entire life. That person is gone. They're not there very often anymore. We've got people who are bussed into certain areas and are paid certain amount of money to live in certain demographics in order to be paid a certain amount of insurance stipend in order to take care of people from a clinic and up to a level of, sometimes we hear that doctors are forced or at least incentivized to be at 15, 18, 4,000 people deep. And you tell me how that person is supposed to understand what's going on in the phase of your life where you're at, where they have 3,999 other people who look to them for the best, most cutting edge, detailed information they can possibly imagine. And they want that person to be intricately involved in their care. We can't imagine that this is good for us. This is not good for the human body. It's not good for the human psyche. It's not good for how we have to learn how to, one, self-responsibility and take care of ourselves. So I'm talking about two things today that are super critical for you to begin doing for yourself. Drink some really good water. Breathe some really good air. If you're not feeling like you're doing the best you can do, find someone. Have them help you, learn from them, ask questions, talk to a person like myself, come to an educational seminar, hear about the warnings of fluoride contamination, hear about the warnings of pharmaceutical contamination. If you're scared of pharmaceuticals and you're drinking fridge-filtered tap water, you're getting
some level of pharmaceutical contamination inside your body. You're getting birth control contamination. You're getting opioid contamination. You're getting antipsychotic drug contamination in most municipal water districts. Most. So when you're drinking from a fridge, thinking, I've got a filter on there, it's got to be good enough, or they wouldn't let me buy this fridge and drink from it, right? That's one of those crazy relationships that we can start to improve with ourselves, because when you ask a couple of questions and you find out that you don't have this big, secure relationship with the world, then everything needs to finally switch and be much more directed at you being in control of your own self. That's where this process is so much fun. That's why Brilliance Nutrition wants you to be out there making changes. And then when you make a change, you see how it feels, then you can come and you can ask a question. Hey, I've been drinking 45 ounces of distilled water and 40 ounces of RO water. I've been breathing 15 minutes twice a day and meditating 15 minutes after I get done breathing once a day, maybe twice a day. I've been eating a few different foods. Let me show you what I'm eating. I'm eating this type of vegetable, this type of fruit, this type of meat. Is that something that you've heard is a good idea for people who are trying to be healthy to be doing? Is there anything I could be doing different or better? When I get these kind of questions, those types of people, that type of response and interaction, it's the best results that you can possibly imagine that comes to a person for being able to have them self-discovering, self-determining, and actually just trying to get some confirmation and some assistance whenever there's something going wrong. And I think that's where the last 5 years for me in this business has been an interesting struggle, because I didn't want to be this person who was running one program, telling every single person how to do the same things over and over and over again. I wanted to hear what people were struggling with, and I wanted to be able to provide them with some type of ladder, some type of plateaus, some type of steps that they could be doing in between when they didn't quite maybe know what was going on. And I wasn't going to be the person to tell them, here, you know what you need to do? You have to do this thing next. And for them to go, well, that doesn't feel right for me, or I don't like the flavor of that. Or what do you mean that the only way I can be healthy is I can be some paleo or keto or vegan type of person? That doesn't make sense to me right now. I don't feel good about that. You're forcing me to do something, and I never wanted to be that person. I never wanted to make someone make a change. I wanted people to make changes, and then when they didn't know what was going on, for them to come back and be like, hey, I really could use some advice in this particular situation. So that way, they could actually make better decisions. They can start making more personalized, informed relationship building decisions. And that was the really important piece that I think I was missing until just recently, because I wanted to help. I didn't want to direct. I didn't want to command. I wanted to make people feel like there was an option. There was another road, an alternative set of resources, that there was more information out there to discover. And as you were learning this type of relationship for yourself, that's when I can step in and be the best of myself, is helping someone hear an answer, confirm a suspicion about the idea that maybe my breakfast cereal's got something in it that's not good for me, and that's why I get a stomach ache at 10 o'clock. Maybe I shouldn't be eating 3 meals a day with 2 snacks and 2 types of dessert, like it says here on this book that I was reading. Maybe I should consider bringing that back down to a level that makes it to where my stomach feels good after every time I eat and I'm not getting bloating or irritation. That's one of those great relationship building processes that I think everybody out there is in serious and beautiful need of, because that's the type of position I want to be caught in, is helping clarify, helping direct in a way to where not telling a person this is the only way, because there is no such thing. Anybody out there who tells you that there's only one way to do something, that there's only one solution, one answer to any issue in life, they are sadly mistaken. Maybe they've only found one way. And that's okay, because that's usually how each of us is going to do it. We're going to find our own only quote unquote one way. And that only one way works for only that one person. And in those situations, we get the best actually out of our human body when we're finally listening to exactly what our only one is going to be able to tell us. So get out there, make some changes. We're going to be doing a few more of these talks in a very quick and very directed manner in order to try to get people to connect with what it is that's guiding them in their first steps. But I think that's where we're going to focus over these next 2 weeks, is everything's going to be a lot about first step this, first step that. You can take these two first steps, water and breathing, and you could spend a whole year figuring those two steps out. And that might be perfectly enough for a lot of people out there. So be happy, be comfortable with yourself. Understand that that's okay if that's how it's working for you. It's okay. You can get to the rest of this as you slowly include more and more of these pieces of this puzzle. Don't rush. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to determine how to be extremely healthy in yourself. So if you are looking for advice, if you're trying to make some decisions, if you really want to make a big change all of a sudden, and you don't know for sure if it's the correct change for you, then that's where Brilliance Nutrition can be a huge benefit in your process. So I hope that everybody out there in 2019 has finally realized being healthy is the absolute new, super cool, sexy way of doing life. It's the thing that shows that you are in control. It's the idea that you've got it all somewhat balanced and discovered for yourself. It's the concept of being a business owner from the 2000s. In the 2000s, it was, oh, I own a business. I'm an entrepreneur. And that was the cool thing for everyone to be connected to. Now, I'm a holistic person. I've got consciousness on my side. I'm actually determining my own path. I'm listening to myself, and I'm discovering that a lot of the answers that are good for everybody else just aren't good for me. So if you need help in those steps, if you'd like to hear some extra details on this, feel free, drop a comment. This session episode is going to go out, and I really hope that that's something that if you have things you need, feel free, send an email, brilliancenutrition@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you soon.